This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Alex.
Good morning, everyone. It is spooky season until, I guess.
I told you not to go read all the comments, too, and now you did.
I did.
Everybody wants you to just cut my head off.
There was some pretty rough comments.
It was rough.
Read them when we did.
Well, you said don't read them. That's why I had to go read them, because I was wondering why it was so bad. And then I realized, okay.
You read them and wept.
Don't even do that to me. Don't even flash that light my way.
Yeah.
Get you.
All right, let's get serious.
My bottom hurts.
Oh, well, it's about to. Okay. We'll sneak up behind her and give her a little.
Fat boy's bottom hurts, too. It's because fat boy's the top in that relationship.
Hell yeah. I'm giving it. Yeah. And guess what? I ain't on a pitch count either.
Okay. Whoa, stop, please.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I don't do that stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're not even funny.
I can't tell you where any rest areas are or anything like that.
He goes to the park in Spartanburg.
He does.
Just go burning the bridge up here on 14 now.
Oh,
evidently.
My gosh. Too much information.
Oh, man.
TMI. Okay, so it's spooky season until midnight Thursday, I guess.
Yeah.
That's when it ends, technically. So there was a study of 3,000 Americans in this country.
Mm-hmm.
As they got these people together and they wanted to find out what scares them. What really scares you? And these are...
Well, I said I wouldn't talk politics today.
I was going to make a joke and I didn't.
There's one thing that scares so many people in this country. And I have to agree, it is frightening to think that it may happen to each and every one of us.
Oh, yeah. I think I know what she's talking about.
Well,
bird flu.
Hmm? Oh, no.
No.
Passing away, right?
Dying.
And biting the big one.
So at the end...
It's like that guy's brother.
People were asked if they were willing to face their biggest fear for 24 hours in exchange for $1,000.
$1,000?
1,000?
Yeah, and 44% of the people were willing to face their fears for cash. 33% would only do it if they were guaranteed safety. 27%.
Well, that's not the fear. You're guaranteed safety, so you're not looking fear in the eye then.
And 27%, they declined. 16% say they needed to think it over.
Yeah, okay, so it's not enough.
Certain fears I've faced, but I'm still scared of them. Like weird clowns.
Okay, so
no offense, Bojangles.
Ghosts and spirits were also an option, but they were only number one in one state, and that would be Montana.
Yeah.
So here are the biggest ones. Failure and spiders.
What?
Fear of failure.
Okay, so it's two different ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number six. So we'll go
fear of spiders and also fear of failure.
It's tied with that. So that was the most upsetting in Louisiana and Kentucky, while people in Massachusetts and New Mexico have zero tolerance for spiders. So you should move there.
That's a big one. I mean, that's
I just tarantulas. I have four on me that day, mm-hmm. crawling down my shirt. It wasn't good.
And one was like an extra aggravated or agitated spider.
That was the one that got on my beard.
Yeah, the guy was like, look, this one could. Like, I don't know if it's going to bite you or not, to be honest.
It had like vampire teeth, that spider.
That was five and six, fear and failure.
Spider bat.
Number four, fear is a tie between public speaking and enclosed spaces.
Public speaking, I don't mind. The enclosed spaces, I could see that being problematic. I've not faced it, but whatever it was the other day we were talking about, it was being in the space shuttle up there. They were stuck. I was like, dude, I would have done beat the hell out of everybody. And like, I would have lost it. Wouldn't have been good.
So public speaking is terrifying in Illinois.
Hang on. Matt Damon made a whole garden when he was, stranded in space. You could make it work.
That was a movie as well.
Wisconsin, public speaking, Missouri, Indiana.
He also got shrunk real small in one movie and went and lived in a terrarium, I think it was.
People that are terrified of enclosed spaces are in Iowa, New Jersey, Oregon, and Idaho.
Public speaking has to be the biggest one for, it's got to be number one. Yeah.
Like jumping out of an airplane or bungee jumping, like, I'm thinking of Tim McGraw songs now, but.
Bull ride.
What do you do? Rocky Mountain
climbing.
I thought it was Rocky Mountain oystering.
How many seconds did he ride Fu Manchu?
Fu Manchu.
Okay, so
six.
2.7.
Number three, the fear of snakes.
I'm thinking of Ty Herndon.
Is real. This is a real fear.
Or Tough Edelman.
And people have these fears because of something that happened in their life was very traumatic.
How's Crystal Dew doing?
And they're the most feared in six states.
Not pooping, but you know what I mean. The doo-dooing.
Mississippi. Oh, Lord.
That's how the French call it. I'm going le doo-dooing.
Let's go ahead, do. Smelly doo.
Oh, chouette.
Je voudrais un smelly doo.
Toilet. Maine, Utah, North Carolina, and West Virginia are afraid of snakes.
Oh, the toilet, moi chest.
I can see why you're afraid of snakes in North Carolina, because they happen to be everywhere.
Oh, did you see that snake? I think it was in Florida or Alabama that ate the 88-pound deer.
No.
Holy crap.
I don't want to go into
I've
that.
Never
was
seen
it a python that got out because...
I don't know. I honestly, God, I
not
assume.
An indigenous snake wouldn't grow that big.
I've never seen the scales on a snake expand that much. Like, I saw the photo of it. It was 88 pounds, this deer. And the thing, I mean, that's just like.
They can eat people.
I know. I've seen Anaconda with Ice Cube, God. Which was not a bad movie.
No, it wasn't really. Oddly Jennifer enough. Lopez.
Yeah.
Are you afraid of
God? Birds? Look at you. That's it. Have you ever seen them stretched out that much? No. I never have.
How can you open this jar that much?
They dislocate it. They get one of their friends to punch them in the face real hard and break their jaw, and then they can eat the whole deer.
I don't want
to. That's
say
just
that.
Insane.
It's going to give me nightmares.
Yeah.
Okay, second, the biggest fear, heights. And that it got the most votes in eight states: Pennsylvania, Michigan, Maryland, Virginia, and Georgia.
Yeah, but in the story, they call it the apex predator, so I feel like they're about to get sued.
Oh, Lord. Randy Orton's like, man, I didn't eat no deer.
He's like, come get you.
I like venison sausage, huh?
The number one fear in this country is fearing death.
Well, that's not, it's not something you're looking forward to, but if you live in fear of anything, you're not living.
Well, I got the video. Look, Paige, look.
How is there a video?
Scientists shared it. Like, this is what he's eating
deer. Wow. Oh my God.
But you know how it's, okay, look.
That is a python and that is a big blank hole.
So snake. A snake can slowly.
That's what my brother had.
No, he didn't, not like that big,
but it was mean.
That is.
He's already dead. Look, he's got the flies all over.
Oh yeah.
Oh Jesus.
So he's going to eat it. Okay. I don't know. How's he going to crap?
He breaks the bone.
He breaks it. He reticulates to break it down. And he basically is making like a deer smoothie.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean.
A lot of protein.
He can't even see either.
Also really. Can't tell if that's a doe either. So I've wondered about the antlers on it. I assume
good,
it's
I hope
a doe.
It pokes him.
But if it's got antlers on it, what would they do then?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Somehow.
I might take it from the ass first.
I watch snake stuff. And it gets in my feed on Facebook, like all the snake stuff comes because I've watched it.
Uh-huh.
Like red tail boas and
And it's very disturbing where they're like snake handlers. And I was watching this thing the other day about mating this cobra that he was really shiny and pretty because it was mating season and the guy had a king cobra out and I thought, what the hell is wrong with you? Why are you in the same cage as a cobra standing there? Okay, so people fear death. That's the number one.
You know why he was in there?
Yeah, you know why he was in
there. He's crazy. Fear factor.
The snakes like peanut butter.
they might. You ever seen two salamander scissor?
No.
They show you what's in my feed.
They are cute, though. I've seen them in LA.
The red ones with the yellow spots on them.
One of them looks like Geico.
17 states fear death. Washington State, California, Nevada, Colorado, Texas, Minnesota, Ohio, New York, Tennessee, and Florida. So there you go. All these fears.
Yeah.
I still say public speaking if they had to pick. Mm-hmm. Just
public speaking over like heights or, so skydiving and bungee, that puts the heights in. Mm-hmm. That would be, I would not do that again. $1 million on the ground. Just jump out of this plane with a parachute and go get it shores. Could not do it. Would not do it.
Well, here's another question for Halloween since it's almost here. Should there be an age limit to trick-or-treating? Are you too old to trick-or-treat?
You know what? They can't decide yet which sexes can play against each other in the Olympics, and we're trying to figure out how old you got to be a trick-or-treater. What if you identify as a 12-year-old but you're 28?
I mean, you could.
What do you do?
Okay, so there was a study done, and they found that 16 or older is too old.
Yeah.
43% say somewhere between 13 and 16.
My daddy always said if you have a driver's license, permit, you're done for it.
But I mean, why can't you be a trick-or-treater until...
Well, that's the age where you escort around. You know, you take the little ones.
Is it creepy if you're old enough to... buy your own candy? Is that too old?
Like, I think if you drove yourself to the trick-or-treating event.
It's creepy if you drill a hole in the bucket.
Right. Like you do with the popcorn at the movies. I'll never go again with you.
Uh-oh. Did you do it?
Took me four handfuls before I figured it out.
So he went face first into the bucket. Right? Told him not to.
Lots of towns limit the age around 13 or 14. And some are even thinking, like in New Jersey, they're saying to set the age limit at 12. That's a little harsh. 13, I mean,
that's when you start
high school, you need to not trick or treat.
Well, do people even go out and do it individually anymore? It's like they all go to the towns and walk around.
Yeah, that's what a lot of it was this weekend, historical downtown fall festivals and stuff.
But hey, kid, nice costume. Here's a couple pieces of the candy.
Like when they call it fall festival, they're trying to distance themselves from Halloween, right? Like, this is a fall festival.
Yeah.
But they don't want to get too pagan with it because, you know, somebody always points that out.
Yeah. You guys realize it's a pagan holiday. Well, you know what? Candy, though.
You know what?
I love fall festivals at schools. Those, I haven't been one in forever, but, you know, where the teacher hooks up to you fishing pole and, you got a bite, you know, and you pull up like a piece of
man.
Candy or whatever.
God, yes. Those were that. I mean, that innocence, that was fun. Yeah.
Now, watch though, a bob for apples.
I feel like there's someone on the other side. Like I'm in Plato's cave. I'm like, I want to look outside the cave. No, just look at the wall. They're telling you what to believe. Look that up later, Paige. It'll blow your mind.
Mm-hmm. Some of those teachers are like, why don't you hook your bra up to it and let me pull that off?
Goodness.
Not Plato's closet, Plato's cave. Okay. Not closed mentor either.
Okay.
Plato's Cave.
I drank beer beside there the other night.
Sold my clothes to both of those places, actually.
Have you really?
Yes.
Well.
One pays
better.
How much
are them underwears?
The world said we're going to sell them underwears.
One pays better than the other.
You know what we should do? We should
sell
get
it
one
to
those,
a homeless guy named Plato.
One of those half mannequins, like the waist down, and like put it in the lobby and put your panties on there. From the punishment panties.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like beside the awards we don't win. That's our award.
Why is there a line of guys out in the parking lot?
Major
There's
award.
There's not.
Wives will be getting pissed.
They're
they come
disappointed
after you.
That I... Never mind. Okay.
Out of town.
That football's
going
to get you.
Good. I'll save this for tomorrow.
Oh, good, y'all. She's going to do old news tomorrow. Get ready.
Yes. All right, well, great. I'm Paige. May not be old tomorrow. You don't know.
What was the score at last night's game?
You
we'll tell
know.
You tomorrow.
Yeah. Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you so much. You sound like the newscasters on the night of the election. Guys, we don't know yet. We'll tell you tomorrow.
It might be 3 weeks.
It might be Christmas morning. Who knows? We're going to watch the ball drop and get the presidential election results. All right, we'll take a break. We come back. More Rise Guys right after this. Happy Monday.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rise, guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
I tell you, you've looked at the text. What happened to the hoodie laugh?
Where's it at, man?
Just have to, we have to put post-it notes in here that say, remember hoodie laugh.
Yeah, it's like hoodie if you don't play it, you know, they're going to,
yeah,
like, hell, you forget about it.
Well, I mean, I think if you are part of a senior citizens group, like my mom used to be the director of that. Now she's a client. But she used to do, and they would find the weirdest things. Like, they, of course, they'd go to the mountains when the leaves changed, and they would go to these, you know, well-known restaurants that were maybe an hour or two away. But then they would just go, like, to botanical gardens and just, like, clearly it was just a thing to do.
They didn't go to hedonism or anything?
No, no.
Can you imagine?
No. You couldn't really witness over there.
Boy, you'd have a lot of work to do.
You would. It'd be too much.
It's like the Garden of Eden plus pot.
Yeah. Silver Snickers. Silver Swingers. Is that a thing? Oh, Lord.
It's got to be.
Good God.
Send me those videos.
In the mature category.
It takes place in Simpsonville, I'm sure.
That's what we've heard. We've heard that there's a lot of swingers in Simpsonville. We've tiptoed around that, but when we talk about swinging, my God, it seems like y'all all live in Simpsonville.
Wow.
And I only know 3 or 4 people live in Simpsonville.
You got to do something with all that traffic. You gotta...
Ray Thompson, is there something you'd like to tell me?
No. Well, I'm sure there is.
Yeah, shut the hell up.
This guy.
I love Wonder Ray.
This guy, he's just tired of his boss's attitude.
Uh-oh.
He don't like it. This guy's taking a risk. Because we have heard from people before, even though they did not say any names, they're like,
oh,
man,
yeah.
They found me out.
Came back to get them.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't want your stuff heard, call John Boy and Billy. If you do, call the Rise Guys, 864-241-4318.
You know what the f*** I'm tired of? I'm tired of every time we get new f***ing employees, the motherfuckers quit within a week, and we pay decent, but our f***ing boss is too worried about f***ing fishing and his f***ing heart problems to realize he has a f***ing business to run. And my boss has his head so far up his f***ing ass, he can taste the meatloaf he ate last Sunday.
Ah.
And it's f***ing annoying. Damn.
You better hope your boss ain't a P1, buddy.
God bless.
Because he might come after you. It's like, oh, yeah, you about to taste the meatloaf too, yeah.
Oh. Are you a meatloaf fan?
I'm like, yeah. I didn't eat it for a while. I asked my wife if she started making it again.
Yeah.
And she
put
did.
Peppers and the garlic and everything in it?
I think she does put some spice. I don't like ketchup, so I asked not to have ketchup on mine. But I like it with some mashed potatoes.
See, I like to add the ketchup after. I don't like the ketchup baked onto it. I don't like hot ketchup.
Yeah, it's not a good.
It's got to be spiced right. You're right about that.
Well, some people like barbecue sauce instead of the ketchup.
Some people like hot salads. I don't get that.
You gotta have it.
Hot salads.
You gotta
have
mashed potatoes
served warm.
Personally, I like it with some green beans on the side and like a box of Debbie cakes.
You're trying to be so sexy when you're talking about food.
Oh yeah.
He's not trying. He just is.
I love some meatloaf.
Why are you not a food influencer for real?
No, you really should be.
You know, you're so knowledgeable about
it. Aroused.
Like, what's the big? Who's got the Addams Family promo right now?
Burger King.
See?
Yeah.
Who's giving away?
We can mention them again.
Who's giving away? Oh, who's giving away Croc keychains in their Happy Meal? Well, it said Happy Meal.
Well, I got one too.
Yeah.
That's what the kid had on his finger when he said croc.
Croc finger.
Oh, boy.
It sounded dirty.
Well,
all right.
This guy goes to the, when this guy's going to the gym, he's trying to get it in, as they say.
Yeah. Get some reps in.
Oh.
He has a message for his fellow gymies, I guess. Gym goers.
Uh-huh.
Workout.
Yeah.
Workout. Co-workouters.
How about go there to work out? Don't go there to pose or to flex. I don't care if you pay you $10 a month.
Yeah.
You know, do something while you're there. Damn dummies.
I took one in the bathroom the other day.
Whoa, wow, really?
Why didn't a mirror selfie, though? 864.
Listen, I'm sick and tired of these motherfuckers at the gym on their damn phones. Just, okay, set your music. Set your music up. Spend some money. Have some headphones. That's worth the f***. And damn do this at the gym and get the f*** out. Like, Get in that hour. You're done. Don't sit on your phone on the goddamn machine with your you can with your at the house. Get off the phone, you little bitch.
My goodness, I don't know what they're doing at his gym. On
I
the
don't
phone.
Know. Why did he take pictures of?
Yeah, he took a turn. He said they're sitting on the machines playing with their.
Yeah.
But you could do that at the house.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Then he called everybody an F word at the end.
There's a. I see the pictures like online people taking them, but I don't see them. I think they must do it very like nonchalantly. Or maybe they lay their phone down and then just work out and the phone is videoing them. But I just don't see people with it in their hands and stuff.
I don't either.
Like where I go.
No, you're like in the mirror, you'll see a secret sitting down kind of pose, selfie yeah. pose.
Yeah, or if she lays her phone down against the wall and she starts doing yoga poses, I'm like, yeah, you're an influencer.
You know that angle you don't like in adult films?
Yeah.
What if the guys are doing that? that's Lord. How they're posing
that's
on their phones.
I got a spotter up top and on the bottom. Yeah.
We're going to make sure you see the undercarriage.
No, we.
Who wants to see that?
Nobody. The floor is pissed, too. 864. Yeah. What do you want to say? Sorry.
No, I cut you off with the number earlier. So somebody's just going to dial 864 and it's not going to go.
I'm waiting. Bump, bump, bump. 864-241-4318.
You know, some jobs have a lot of power.
Duke power.
Like, you don't want to cross them. I would imagine a locksmith is a person you do not want to cross.
No.
Because you will go on a list.
Or even have a prank war with.
Uh-uh. Because, you know, they can pretty much.
They can lock you out.
Unlock your car.
Some of those guys have done it so much, they can look at a lock and know what key to make for it. Some keys you can't get copied at your retailers, like home department stores.
Century locks, they won't do.
Yeah, like you got to go to other places.
Yeah. Which, I mean, if you have the key, I mean, that means like you have possession of it. Like I encountered that a while back. I had a lock at the farm and I lost a little key for it. And like, yeah, we can't cut you new one. I'm like, why?
Somebody tell us, like Texas, obviously. 72341. How can there be a master key? Like in the office here, our key only fits our office.
Right.
It won't fit, but all the other knobs are the same. Why wouldn't it fit them? What makes a master
somebody
key?
Somebody told me that before. Well, it's the third rung. It goes one, two. The third one, if you'll look, the person here showed me, well, they're not here anymore, but they compared the two. It was former engineer.
Yeah.
The third divot was different, and so when it goes in, it click, it would stop on other ones, but with theirs, it clicks through.
Oh, okay.
It's, dude, people who made like watches and clocks and locks back then were brilliant people. The way all those little chambers would go around, that's just brilliance. I think it's the Swiss that is credited with that.
It might have been.
Their army made cool knives.
Yeah.
Well, here's the locksmith you don't want to mess with. He's going to talk about something I did not know existed.
Oh, boy.
I hope it don't exist.
Q-tips. That gets open the bedroom doors at home.
I hope he's just playing around.
All right, here we go. The FOF line.
I'm a locksmith. I ain't going to say where or the company name. But if you call to come get your unlocked, whether it's front door, car door, whatever, and I'm on the way, I call you, I tell you I'm on the way, and you wait until I get there to tell me you don't need me no more, you're going to go on the list, which means whenever you call back again, if you do, you're going to get double charged, or I'm going to tell you I'm on the way and I'm not going to come, and I'm just going to leave up. But don't do that.
There's not a list, is there? I don't want to be on it.
I don't think. You know what's crazy, though? A lot of those guys, I think that when you're in business, you have to be competitive. And, I mean, obviously, not that you're not competitive, but a lot of those that, like, are so giving to each other. Like the brewery industry, y'all are like some of the best people in the world. I know it's because you're drunk all the time, but.
And you host wrestling a lot.
It's like you love the other brewers and it's this fun little world. And like, and I hate everyone else in radio. Rise, guys. Break it down. Live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating the birthday today. Happy birthday, or
second.
Okay.
It's interesting to see who you share a birthday with, because this is a pretty good list. One I'm jealous with, for sure. And you got a good happy heavenly, too.
Oh.
Start with this guy. Justin Guarini. Star of From Justin to Kelly.
Oh. Suck it. It was that frizzy-headed dude.
Hey, it was.
30? I don't know.
It's the head of guy. Justin Guarini is 46 years old today.
Oh, I was way off.
Well, he's dead, so. Yeah,
he is passed.
Is it Johnny Cash Jr.?
It is not. He played Johnny Cash in a movie.
Oh, Joaquin.
It is Joaquin's birthday. It's Joker's birthday, man.
Joker.
I like him.
Is he going to win a Tony for that performance? Joaquin is
55.
Joaquin Phoenix is a big one. 50.
50.
I thought he was a little bit older myself, but he is not. I don't have any music for this fella.
Well, Johnny's fine.
You know, he is also a country music artist. Peyton Manning's buddy from Nationwide Commercials. Brad Paisley.
Fifty-four?
53.
Brad Paisley is 52. This is interesting here because I don't think you're a fan, even if she is from Georgia. And Paige
Julia Roberts.
It is Julia Roberts. I was going to say, Paige is co-stars with her brother.
I'm not
Plus,
a fan.
Plus, I work for a company that she's our big spokesperson.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I love her.
Well, she can suck it because she talked crap about the South. Go to hell or somewhere else.
You want to guess?
I do it all the time. I live here, though. Mm-hmm. I'm a taxpayer of the South. I can
okay.
do so.
Okay. 57.
I would have guessed she was in her 60s.
I would have, too.
She's not?
She is 57.
Oh, wow.
It's like your favorite condiment.
Oh, no.
The 57 sauce. Andy Richter? It's going to get better. Well, it might. The next one you might not like
so much.
You're
not happy about the birthday people that you share with.
I mean, no. I want to have the biggest birthday.
Well, you share it with the biggest.
I can't believe you would even do other people's birthdays today for this bit.
Really?
You share it with the greatest TV actor ever, but he's coming up in a little bit.
Oh, Victor Kariakis?
You want to guess old Richter?
Yeah, I'll do it just for fun. 61. 62.
He is 58 years old today.
Is Conan still a show on television, or is it just a web series?
Web series.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
He just, like...
It's like an occasional HBO thing, right? Or it's supposed to be.
I think he's like a podcaster now, too.
Oh, okay.
This Gentleman's House. Now, some people might think I use that term loosely. Because they do not like this guy in his 66,000 square foot house. All the floors are heated, including the driveway.
Ooh.
Speakers in the swimming pool. The founder of Microsoft. Now, some people say co-founder.
He is the co-founder.
Some people say sole founder. Bill Gates' birthday today.
Not only suck it, but go to hell.
Oh, wow. Now we got to call it, you know, happy birthday or suck it or go to hell.
Yep. It's like TLC match. Tables, ladders, and chairs.
Oh, I gotta get it.
Happy 65. Birthday, suck it or go to hell.
What'd she say?
65.
Bill Gates is 69 years old today.
He's a horrible human being. I mean, he really is. Like, he's just down deep, just a horrible person.
I haven't really deep dove into Bill too much as
really
far as
I don't know how bad he is.
Well, he screws over farmers and buys
you're right. He can suck it. He's bad.
And he's trying to
can't hurt farmers.
Screw our food over.
He does own a lot of land. Now this is the one I'm.
Ted Turner does too, but he didn't screw people over to get it.
This is one one birthday you share that I'm pretty jealous of.
Delta Burke.
Nope.
Annie Potts.
It is Annie Potts' birthday.
Oh, I like Annie Potts.
She looks great. She's still working.
Man,
72.
Mary Jo from Designing Women. Also Janine in Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Annie Potts is 72 years old today.
Goodness.
I believe I get correct on that.
Oh, she's cute.
This one here is... I did not know. This is interesting. Former Olympian, former triathlete.
What does that mean now?
He used to be a man. Now a woman. Caitlyn Jenner, as Designing Women, plays in the background.
Well, that's what his daughter was doing. He was designing women.
Dang it. Did I just walk into a joke? I felt like it did.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, Barbara.
Yeah, Barbara.
Who does that impersonation of her? It's great. I forgot who does it.
It's on SNL, right?
Yeah, somebody does it. Oh, yeah. How's it going?
Come on, Paige. Keep up with the Kardashians. No more.
This is Brody's daddy.
I don't...
When did the 80 Olympics or the 76?
77.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think they had Olympics in 77.
This is before my time.
I'll go with Paige's 77.
I may be wrong. I don't know. 80?
75 years old for Caitlyn Jenner today. We still got another one.
My mom would be mad that I guessed her birthday.
I told you not to guess it.
Why did you do that?
Vietnam veteran, the greatest TV actor that ever lived. Hands down. You can't even argue it. He carried every season of NYPD Blue. You saw his ass in the shower.
He used to be a... He used to pump you up.
Yeah. His relatives did. Dennis Franz. Dennis Franz.
Not Hans and Franz.
Hans and Franz.
Dennis Franz.
He will pump you up.
Hey, boy, what would you say if you were guessing?
I wouldn't have gotten this. I would have guessed older.
Okay. I'll go 78 then.
79.
It's a big one for Dennis.
80.
80 years old. And you know what? He retired after NYPD Blue and didn't do much after that. So as far as money goes, because he lives in a very well-to-do area of California.
Oh. Mm.
I guess he's doing all right. I don't know.
Beverly Hills?
Rancho Cucamonga?
Montecito?
Montecito's pretty.
I got to give you this one because this is a happy heavenly today.
I like my California like I like my chicken. Calabasas. Oh, Lord.
Look at that. Old Charlie.
Oh, man. I was so disappointed as a child going to that concert.
What?
He'd become a Christian. He didn't call the devil a son of a bitch in this song. I was mad. Called him a son of a gun.
You know what he said? He said, I told you once, you mother effer.
I was like, dude, it's New Year's Eve at the Greenville Memorial Auditorium. Let's cut loose a little bit. Boy, let me tell you what.
Old Charlie Daniels.
Oh, we're guessing how old he would have been?
Yeah, he would have been.
96.
He left us in the year 2020.
Boy.
Charlie Daniels would have been 88 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Not 96.
No.
Boy said, what was the boy's name, Paige, in that song?
Oh, you know, come on.
The boy said, my name is, and it might be a sin. Time's up. It was Ladd McConkey.
So it was.
Boy said, my name's Ladd McConkey.
I don't remember.
He bet a fiddle of gold.
Against your soul. Because he thought he was what?
Like a kid for that one. Best that ever lived.
I don't know if when you ask her a question, she
just looks.
Did you see my impression of a deer?
Then you get eaten by a snake. It really works on TV. You got to see it there.
Well, happy birthday in heaven, Charlie Daniels.
Yeah.
He's up there playing in the.
I mean, this ain't a bad list. Fire. There were some I left off, like Ben Harper, Matt Smith. You might not know him. He's an actor from Game of Thrones. Excuse me, House of the Dragon. Frank Ocean.
Oh.
He's a singer, I guess.
Yeah.
Dayanara Torres. Is that a famous person?
Dayanara?
Yeah.
I had that over the weekend. I had some Mexican.
Ooh.
What's his name? That's about it, really.
That's rude.
That was very rude.
Making a homosexual joke?
Hey, no.
Not be a bully.
Paige was.
But she always has them. Used to.
I do not.
I don't know if you forgot or not, but today is your birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Very best day of the week.
Oh, Monday.
Yeah.
You're going to have a good one.
I mean, I've already had the good one. The good one was over the weekend. You know?
Yeah, you got a little wild. Had a little fun.
I'm telling you. I won't do them a full spot or whatever, but there's a certain company that rhymes with Brown Hoyle that makes a Blackberry limited edition that is freaking insane.
Like, I'm good?
Oh, yes. Wonderful. Just want it. Just a quick, just a sipper.
Does it come with a cool little bag?
Yeah, and it's purple. Or not purple, it's black.
Ooh.
Because it's Blackberry.
These bags are hard to get.
I know. I was like, hey, what? I got a new headphone bag, too. Very awesome. Now, thank you for everybody that said all that stuff. It's nice to be remembered. Appreciate you. Tomorrow, another big day. We're going to, Paige is going to wear those underwear backwards, and we're going to tase her again.
We're going to live read the comments after.
Yeah, we're going to make read the live read comment.
That's not nice.
Now, tomorrow's the once a month all advice show. See how fast time moves?
They're going to start calling right now.
Just like a month ago, we were doing it. Well, it's passed, and it's time to do another one. So if you already know what you want to get advice on, you can go ahead and email us, theriseguys@aol.com. Just put a phone number in there and a general time span in which you're available. If we can make it fit, then we shall.
There's a lot of problems out there.
There are.
People got them.
You get today's podcast, text podcast 72341. We're on Amazon, we're on Odyssey, we're on Google, we're on all of them. Go get it. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRG's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Plus P1 approved on-demand audio. Or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.